is Calzone Stuffed Crust Pizza from Papa John's any good?
Today we'll find out.
On episode 24
of the Just For You podcast.
Hit the intro. It's been a while. We just uploaded all the past episodes.
Oh yeah.
But now we're in the present.
We back on that swing, brother.
2024.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta say something. I'm not gonna add to help. I was just kidding.
Let's get this started, baby.
Nah, wait.
He's gotta say something.
See, when you drink this cup of Just Rate It, the Ozarks River water when you drink out of it runs through your bloodstream. That's why you should buy this.
Good start to 2024. Hey, cheers to 2024. What are you doing?
A new year.
A new year of
to
Just
a new
Rated.
Podcast.
All right, gentlemen. For the first rating of 2024, we are rating the Calzone.
So it's only fit, man. Because we started on the pizza. And now it's a new year, and we are starting. We're going back to the pizza, baby.
Right on, man.
That pepperoni sauce, dog. Here we go.
So, if you are a loyal fan of Just Rate It, you'll remember when Cole and I rated the pepperoni stuffed crust pizza from Papa John's. This is very similar. No, Ethan was not there.
Embarrassing.
Not sure why. This is the same thing, but instead of pepperonis in the crust, it's cheese.
Cheese.
Which makes it a calzone stuffed crust pizza. Gentlemen, this grab's nice.
Dig in, brother.
Oh, thank you.
I'm actually very excited about this because I'm a huge fan of pepperoni pizza. I'm a big pepperoni pizza guy.
Me too.
He's a big fan.
I've never actually had stuffed crust before.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
So this is a new experience for me. Obviously not for Cole. If you look at him, he's had stuffed crust before.
Man, that's not a good way to start.
Too much. Hey, Cole has shredded himself down.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers to a new year.
To a new year.
Just right there, brother.
That's a strong pizza right there. Sturdy. It's a little greasy.
Alright, wait, is there cheese in here? Too, or is it just right
there? It's just on the edge. I mean, there's obviously cheese on it. I don't know if you saw that.
You hear that noise it makes? Listen to this.
Alright, I'm to the crust. You boys ready? Oh.
I already had some of it, I'm not gonna lie, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, since I haven't had one yet, I'm going to do a cheese pull.
Oh.
That was a bit pathetic.
Let me...
Ooh.
Oh. You just took the whole thing out.
That was the Calzone Stuffed Crust Pizza from Papa John's.
Yeah, it's
pretty good.
Taste test that, brother. Give it a little
munch.
A little bite. A little... Run at the dough, if you know what I mean.
Grah, grah. Cool.
I'll start off talking about it. Just talking about it, we're going to get straight into the rating.
Yeah.
So, I will say the cheese was not my favorite. It was very mushy, and like, it just wasn't my type of cheese. You know what I'm saying? Like, wasn't great cheese. The pepperonis were very good. The tomato sauce was not my favorite. It just didn't taste as I like it. If you know what I mean, like it wasn't as good as I normally like it. And then the cheese inside of the crust, I will say, like, it's a good idea. I understand why people would like that. But the cheese almost, you know those cheese that you like, you peel? What are they called?
String cheese?
String cheese. This cheese inside of this tasted like string cheese. Which, string cheese does not taste good. So, that was not very good. I think it was a good concept, but I don't know if the execution was all there. That's my take on it.
So, the first thing I really noticed...
So I can really dial in my thoughts.
...out of that was that you called it string cheese. And that you said string cheese wasn't good. So, first of all, I think string cheese is pretty good. It's a pretty good snack. But I don't know what warm string cheese would taste like. I feel like that's just cheese.
Dude, that's string cheese.
Do you
know how that's good? That thick? It's like just thick. And like... I guess it's almost like plasticky. Like... It doesn't taste like... Look, look at that. Like, does that look like real cheese? Brother Almighty, that was made in a freaking Chinese factory. We all know that. We all know they freaking took some little babies and made them work in a factory to make that cheese.
So, I do agree to some extent that the cheese does not taste super fresh. I will not say that it tastes like string cheese. But also, I don't think string cheese tastes bad, per se. But definitely could have been fresher cheese. But overall, it's a pretty good slice of pizza. It's a pretty good slice of pizza. I think for a slice of pizza, it's pretty good. But we got this for the main event, which is the stuffed crust. And the stuffed crust wasn't the main event of the slice. So I feel like that kind of let me down a little bit. What do you think, Cole?
I can't agree with Ethan. The string cheese is a little bit too thick. Just a little bit. But I think the main event to this hype would be the tomato sauce. I'm not going to lie, it kind of hit. What do y'all think?
I like the tomato sauce. Have you ever had Little Caesars? Little Caesars makes a great cheap pizza. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a straight gas. Like, this is, like, straight not gas. The only thing good about this, dude, is the pepperoni in the crust. I don't like the tomato sauce at all.
What?
And the cheese tastes like a Chinese factory.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start us off with the ratings. Okay.
Right.
First rating of 2024.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to go too high. I'm not going to go too high.
Would you about say, like, 9.9?
Wait. Should we try it with this? It says special garlic dipping sauce. It's different.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
All right, let's try this before we rate it.
I think still mid.
I don't know. I think that's pretty good. The sauce.
I like it without it.
Really?
The sauce is like, just tastes like grease. Like heavy grease just put on your pizza.
That's just really what garlic tastes like.
Okay.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it's like grease. I don't like that. I will say I'm a huge fan of pepperoni pizza. Like, if I ever go to a pizza place, I'm gonna have pepperoni pizza. If I got this, I'd be very sad because I really like pepperoni pizza, and this is not it.
I thought you said you thought you were gonna rate this pretty high.
I thought wrong. I thought wrong.
All right, I'll start.
You're gonna start us off rating. How much was this for reference?
Reference. It was.
Do we need to just rate it Google?
We do need to just rate Google.
$15.
15?
Yep.
We're looking on our
leaderboard.
Just rated website leaderboard.
Which you can see in the link below.
Mm-hmm. Our highest rated pizza was the Little Caesars pepperoni Detroit style pizza. That was a 9.01.
Oh, goodness.
That was pretty good.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
shiver me timbers.
Oh. The spicy lover pizza was 8.45. That's definitely better than this.
Yeah.
Batman calzone was 6.9. That was underrated.
How was that 8.6? That was good, dude.
Yeah, it was underrated. I think.
What did we do? I think we started off when you started off like our ratings are gonna be.
Well, I said in the episode, I was like, we're gonna rate some really good things in the future, so let's not go too high. And then we kind of went way too low.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna give this. You know, if the Batman Calzone is 6.9...
This is way worse.
But that was underrated. I think this deserves a 6.9. I'm going to give this a 6.9. Who wants to go next? Cool.
You know?
6.9. 6.9?
6.9.
Two 6.9s? Mm-hmm. I'm
going
to give it a 4. Wow. Wow. I'm sorry. It's just like, dude, how you mess up pizza? And like, they messed up pizza because that cheese is just terrible. The cheese is just not good, to be honest. It's just like, if the cheese was good, dude,
it'd be good pizza.
But
it's not.
It's not good
so,
cheese.
Just rated calculator.
Just rated calculator. So 6.9 and 6.9.
And the 4.
5.93333334. So if you round up, it is 5.93. Pretty solid.
What? Can you check what number on our leaderboard that is?
I will. 5.93 is number 27th.
Ooh.
So sorry, 28th on our leaderboard.
Out of?
Only better than the Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
So it's the second lowest.
It's the second lowest.
Mm. That's pretty bad. Dang.
Dang.
Cole, last time you tried the pepper, you want to try it again?
Bro got sacked.
It's like a...
He's preparing himself.
Ooh. This smells really spice. Ice spice. Gra. Smaller piece.
You good, bro?
Get any of the seeds in it? I think you did. Possibly. Is it spicy?
It's very spicy.
Very spicy. Good thing I have something for you, Cole.
Oh, thank you.
What is that?
The Just Rate It mug.
Ethan. Where can you find that, Ethan?
A link down below.
In the description.
It says Just Rate It merch shop.
Which you can buy for just $19.99.
And we are broke. We're gonna start doing Fortnite NPC content. Streaming.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm so good. Ethan, so what was the official rating for this pizza?
5.93 for that bad boy.
Which is pretty bad.
Which is not very good.
It's horrendous.
Second worst on our list.
Second worst on our list. Just like you.
But, no. No. That's actually all we have for today, so it's gonna be a short episode. But, don't worry. In 2024...
We're going to be grinding that boy.
We're off our hiatus.
Big moves.
So we're going to see you next Tuesday.
Big business.
Making big moves.
No one believe.
What? God, dude. But who knows what we'll rate next? We don't even know.
We'll see you next time.
On Just Rate It.